Alice, what's the reaction in the neighborhood to the reopening of this crime scene, really?
It's mixed at best. You know, everybody agrees that the owner, current owner, could not possibly come back here and reopen. He was here last Monday. There was a police presence here to protect him while he cleaned out his store, got rid of spoiled stuff, trying to salvage what he could. He has spoken to the media. He has said, Modesto Cruz is his name, that he tried to help this kid. He really did. But at this point, he fears for his life and business. And, you know, everybody pretty much agrees. He could not reopen this deli, but there's mixed reactions as to what exactly should be on this corner.
No, they should do something else, like something for the kids, like a playroom or something.
Make it some kind of a rec center.
Yeah, definitely.
So this new grocery store owner isn't going to get a whole lot of love?
No, absolutely not. Just because of what happened.
I think it'll be all right because, you know, the community don't want to see them there. You know, they don't want to see the ex-owners there, you know, but
yeah.
At the end of the day, they were good to this community. They were good people. I think he had that store for about 17 or 18 years. He's a good guy.
Eric.
So for those who don't know, this was last June 20th, this youngster named Junior, 15-year-old, was hacked to death by a gang, a case of mistaken identity. There are conflicting reports on whether the bodega owner tried to help the kid out or not. The owner says he did. Some surveillance footage seemed to show the owner told the kid to get out of the store when he came in seeking refuge. And now the bodega's been closed since June the 20th, Alice.
Exactly. And Eric, the guy you just heard, he knew the owner. He knew their family. And, you know, he's saying we got to really think about the position he was in the day Lisandro Guzman Feliz was stabbed to death.
You know, I always ask people, if you were in that situation, how would you react? You know, I think the whole process was about 3 minutes. And, you know, it's just sad. You know, things could have been done different. But if you were put in his situation, how would you react? You know,
so you think he might have been scared to do anything?
Of course. You know, so what if he would have closed the door and held the kid and then those guys would have kicked in the door and, you know.
Do you think it would have been impossible for him to reopen that grocery store?
I think he would have had problems. I think if he would have saved that kid's life, I think he would have had problems with that with the gang, with supposedly that gang.
Wow.
Know?
He was screwed either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and he related a story of one time he was on a train and a woman four seats down from him got robbed. And these guys came up and they pulled a necklace, a chain off of her neck, and they got her pocketbook and they started running. And nobody did anything because people were paralyzed. And he said, you know, I think about that all the time. And I think, Michael, you were talking about that earlier. What was going through this guy's head? You know, people are waving machetes and they're waving knives and, you know, we're all passing judgment on this guy. And really, is it fair? So this mom says she understands why the family, that's the latest news here, the family does not want the deli or the street named after Junior, and she gets that.
I wouldn't want a street named after my son either. Now everybody wants to praise him and everybody wants to recognize him because of what happened, but no one helped him at the moment. It makes no sense. You want to praise him when he's gone, but when he was there, nobody wanted to help.
Hey, Alice, who was it who decided or thought it was a good idea they wanted to rename the street, and now they're talking about the bodega? Was that a local councilman?
It was a local city councilman, and I just think it's odd that any political figure would come out publicly and suggest something like that without first running it past the family. I don't understand. And if, you know, the one woman that we heard earlier, what she was saying, if you want to name a place after the, you know, Lisandro Guzman Feliz, you know, make it a place for children, make it a refuge, a safe haven for children, a place where children can go, just to, you know, out of thin air, we're going to name a street after Junior. We're going to name this new bodega after Junior. I just think I would have to investigate that further, Len, to find out why this guy would suggest this without speaking to the parents.
Yeah, well, here's what the parents had to say, Alice. I have a couple of quick bites here. Here's Mom.
I don't want it. I don't like it. I don't feel like it. This this bodega don't defend my son name.
Yeah, she doesn't want it. Says you got to understand. And then the father.
I don't want to put his name here because I don't celebrate because they gone and they bodega they kill my son.
Yeah, they don't want to celebrate his name on a bodega which killed his son.
Why would you want his name on a crime scene? It would remind them of that horrible crime every day they go by it.
Well, there's a huge mural here. I sent a picture to Natalie if you guys want to see it or put it up on the website. I'm sure you've seen it. It's a giant mural right next to the bodega. It goes from the street all the way up to the roof of the bodega, and it's a portrait, a painting of Junior.
Really?
And, you know, rest in peace. Yeah, so, I mean, there's still flowers here, and there's still candles here. So, I mean, this corner is marked. No one will forget what happened here for a very long time.
Any idea when the bodega is going to reopen?
No, I don't have any idea. You know, it's funny, though. Everybody was like, I heard it went for $400,000.
Really?
I heard it went for, you know, like everybody seems to know how much it
went
for.
The rumors, right.
Really?
But it's got to be cleaned up, and, you know, I'm sure we'll be back here when it does reopen.
Yeah, I'm sad. I just don't get the naming the street after the kid. You're going to name the bodega where the kid was hatcheted?
All right. Thanks, Alice. Good stuff.